Did you make it?
Made it.
Would anyone like to call to order the Osage Minerals Council regular meeting Wednesday, July 17th? We would like to start for our guests today with an opening prayer. And with that, I'd like to ask Councilman Red Eagle to pray for us. I'll walk the car, please, and keep on our stand up, please.
Many times, I see you walk on down there. They would have a tico there, but they're going to say how I walk on down. You know? What y'all see there? Nika see there, walk go. Not fine there, what y'all. Nick's up there, walk on these, you might as well go there, this land. Thank you, Father, for the beautiful day. Thank you for the beautiful season. It's your grandness, Father, and all your great blessings, Father. Thank you for this. Thank you for all our lives, Father. Thank you for all the people that are here present today with us, Father. Shareholders, visitors, and all the friends, Father. Bless all our travels today, Father. And bless this council as a whole, Father. Bless our mind, Father, and all the common and all the common keep going. Give us strength, Father, in our minds and the decisions and the things we have to do for the betterment of our people, Father. Our shareholders and all involved, Father. Bless our travels today, Father, and again, thank you for this day. Thank you for this evening, Father. Ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Please be seated. Roll call, please.
Councilwoman Foreman, present. Councilwoman Gray, here. Councilwoman Harlan.
She will be here today, thank you.
Councilman Redcorn.
Yes, here.
Councilman Redingle.
Here.
Councilman Rebar.
Present.
Chairman Waller.
Present.
Secretary Yates.
Present.
Thank you. Just a little housekeeping that was called by the council. There's a couple items today that we would like to have certain specifics taken into executive over personal. And with that, it will be under the Orphan Well Committee. And I believe that Councilwoman Foreman requested one item also. Yours is actually in there, so we'll go with that. I'd like to, before we start superintendent's report, like to say something and comment on behalf of our council. Councilman Redcorn had just requested it. I was wanting to kind of put it off, but I can't. And that's our executive assistant, Amy Bledsoe, will be leaving us on Friday. The council would like to have me say a few words to her, and I'll do it without crying. Because the whole concept is that we look at what is the future for us, and it's you have that special item that we need to our children to look at. You know, so I brought my daughter who's going to NYU just to watch you. I went over there today in the office, and she complimented you on a couple of things. Ours is that we appreciate your hard work. We appreciate what you did under this kind of element. Nothing's harder than here. And I can promise you that I've worked in all divisions of our nation. The other item is that the people that I come from say that you are a reflection of your parents. And with that being said, is that I want them to know how proud they should be of you also. Now, there's another side of this coin as far as the chairman goes, is that I do not like losing our finest. Now, Lacey's going to have an ankle monitor on and not going to be allowed to leave the office anymore. The next question I have is that, you know, you always have a home here. You know that we have had nothing but the highest respect for both of you ladies. I look at you as the real cosmic Osage. I have a young lady that's starting her life. I have the single mother taking care of her Osage kids. I know that very well. I had four sisters. The concept I want to close with is that the world is yours. You can accept and complete anything you want in life. Never allow no one to tell you who you are or what you are. In today's politics and the timing element, Hell, who knows? But I do want you to know this. You can come to us at any time in your life. As Lacey already knows, I force her to check in with me when it's not here at business. Why? It's because her grandmother was very good to me. Same kinds of cases with you, and that's what I want you to know. The comment I want to say on behalf of the council, can't thank you enough. We wish you the very best, and every dream that you ever had, we hope it comes true. With that, I want to give her a hand. No speeches, and we're going to throw her under the bus here in just a minute. With that being said, I'd like to go in superintendent's report.
Thank you. And yes, it has been good working with you, Amy. Wish you the best. During the month of June, the branch of field operations performed 7 trucking permits, 12 lease inspections for primary term, 2 pluggings were witnessed, 141 lease inspections with 19 follow-ups, 16 gas meter approvings, 3 damage appraisals, 2 tank trucks checked for permit, 8 tank strappings witnessed, 97 landowner lessee meetings, 7 complaints were addressed, 19 spill leaks were inspected with 11 follow-ups, 5 OERB assessment evaluations were performed, 104 tanks were gauged, and 1 tank bottom removal witnessed. The branch of lease management reported that they approved 59 assignments, 38 division orders, and 22 lease termination. They also reported for the month of June 18,087 wells, less 3,232 for saltwater disposal wells, for a total of 14,855 active wells. For other minerals under 25 CFR Part 214, the 3 leases that sold the most, APAC sold 20,000, produced 20,372 tons for a royalty paid of $23,436. Candy Creek Pressure, 12,993 tons for a payment of $10,394. Burbank Materials, 9,458 for a total of royalty paid $10,499. They received 5 requests for lease information, only one of which was a FOIA request. The branch of subsurface minerals approved 18 plugging permits and 4 emergency workovers. The branch of county provided the end of the month report to the Osage Mineral Council as well as the Coffeyville purchaser statements. The top 3 producers during the month, which was April 2019 production, there's an error in that in the report.
It's how bad, May. Up or down?
It's for May production.
Not April.
It's just a month. It says April, but it should be May. Perdura Petroleum produced 118,033 barrels. Sahog produced 19,557 barrels. Performance Energy produced 14,069 barrels. For the month, oil production for the month is 55,424 with a royalty paid of 541,740. Gas production was 237,616 MCF, liquids at 467,439, that totaled generated a revenue of $84,421.54. Tank bottom was 455.99, so 456. Royalty received of 387.16. We did receive a check for loss of oil on the spill and deposited $420.78. The branch of enforcement and lease compliance We received two EAs covering 11 wells. They performed 27 onsite inspections. They issued 11 non-compliance letters. And they issued 7 extension letters for those non-compliance issues. And 3 final notice letters were issued. Number of spill remediation reporting notices issued, letters were 7. My accountant did want me to make a comment that Coffeyville May payment showed up in the month of June because we had a holiday, and by the time they sent the money in, that we weren't able to put it in that month. And that pretty much concludes my report.
Does that Coffeyville check, is it inclusive of all the runs that they cover?
I believe so, yes.
Is any estimated amount on them?
No. What he's stated was, if you'll see the increase this next month,
yes,
on the report, you'll see
exactly what I was on there.
Right, you'll see the increase on there. You'll see the money for May and this next month.
And it would have stayed in rotation the same anyway.
Right.
Okay.
What it was, Coffeyville just sent the report late to us.
What was the total amount for May?
For oil?
Yes.
55,424 barrels.
Thank you. Council, do you have any other questions?
I did.
Councilman Rebar and Councilman.
Superintendent, I was just curious on these meter approvings. Could you tell us what the results were on?
I had asked my staff to be sure and let Richard and I know, the deputy and I know, if there were any issues. There were no issues.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I might just follow up to that before I ask my question, just not related to the meter approvings. In my 35 years of experience in meter inspections, 9 times out of 10, maybe 7 times out of 10, you always find problems with meters, always. So not finding any problems with, I can't remember how many.
16.
Not 16 is not an acceptable answer. And I don't mean that critical, it's just the reality. You might recall that in 2009, we got a report from a gas measurement specialist where he inspected 10 meters. 9 of them had errors. And he determined back in 2009 that we were losing $100,000 a month on poor measurement. And that one of the meters he inspected was 30% in error. The rest were 10% in error. And when you're talking that much volume, it's significant. So I'm requesting that the BIA probe a little bit more. After your people go out and inspect these, ask for the meter inspection report from the pipeline that went out and inspected the meter. Don't just accept that there were no problems, because I guarantee you there were measurement errors.
Actually, the reports are in the quarterly report that we supply, and they, just because they went out and test meters doesn't mean, if they tested clean meters doesn't mean that there's going to be an error. Sometimes there's not. I used to test meters in the past, and sometimes you don't find any errors. Sometimes you do, but it doesn't mean that you're going to find the percentage that you're going to find with error.
Well, and I would just follow that up with, I too went out on pre-meter inspections with a producing company that I was using consulting work for several years ago. And we just inspected 3 meters, but 2 of them had problems. And had to have
the error is always in the favor of the
gas purchase. The thing about it is, the fieldman, they witnessed the test. If they didn't report anything to me, then there was no error. Otherwise, because they've been corrected, to report to myself or Robin at the county areas to let us know.
Okay. Well, and I just want to add to that as well, just to give you an example. One of the meters that I witnessed, they had to change the orifice plate was too large, so they switched it out on the spot. And I happened to be going through their records about a month later, and like 2 days later for that same meter, went back in afterwards and switched the meter, or the orifice plate back out again, and put the one with the larger diameter back in.
Right.
Well, now, I mean, I'm sure there's a reason for that, but, you know, it just shows you have to keep close eye.
Well, just, you know, just because they switched the orifice doesn't make an error. You know, that's just because it may have been reading too low or too high, the reason why they switched the orifice. But if there was something wrong with the orifice plate, they would have showed that noted on the cast.
Right. Well, they did in the case in the meter that I inspected. And you kind of proved my point just now when you said the reason they switch it out is it's measuring too low or too high.
Right.
You know, we want it to measure properly.
Oh, yeah. That's the reason why they changed them out.
Thank you. Councilman Gray, then.
I didn't get to the question that I had.
How would I know that?
Well, I'm sorry. I was waiting because I thought the superintendent was going to respond.
Well, we had requested this a month ago from the same people that we went back and checked those leases that you had checked.
Well, I raised my hand to ask a particular question.
Please be my guest.
Moving right along, the question that I had was I'm receiving reports from the field that mowing, mitigation of the ABV with mowing and is not really helping. Let me back up. Mowing, even though the area is being kept mowed, they still have to go back and do a survey. It was my understanding that if the grass is not 8 inches tall, there's no need for a survey. Has that changed?
That is correct. Basically, what we're looking at, we're going out, and I want everybody to understand that we are, before we're issuing permits, if there's 8 permits, we're probably going to go out and look at one site, might look at two, to ensure that it is below 8 inches, to keep the habitat from happening. So yes, we are. Some of the last site that we went out and looked, it was way above 8. And I think that Councilman Reg Rebart said the other day, was asking about it, the last Minerals Council, and basically you just got to be able to keep that site mowed until once we issue a permit, then it falls back under responsibility and then you will give it back to us. But if we go out there and it looks like beetle habitat, we will provide return the permits back to you and ask that you perform an ABV and then revise your EA. But I do want to go back to something that she said a few minutes ago, because she had went in, Councilwoman Foreman went in and said that she went out on site and saw that there was an issue, and then later on found out that they changed the plate back. That probably needs to be written up and identify the lessee and the legal, because that, to me, that's something we need to send up to the Office of the Inspector General, because that definitely is taking advantage of the Osage Mineral Estate.
Yes.
And that's basically a penalty. So I would ask that you provide me a write-up as to the lands that were involved and the lessee that was involved.
Now, this was a couple of years ago.
And the date. Doesn't matter.
I actually have the date and the name of it.
That's good. Because if you could send that to me, then I will send that up. And that's something that, I mean, that's stolen from the Osage Mineral Estate.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I think I finished.
Okay. Good with that. Council? Do you have anything you'd like to comment, Councilman Gray?
Just according to your report, at this point, they said that there was no problem at the... We didn't have any meter problems, right?
Right.
Okay. And then, really kind of a follow-up to what...
Yes.
Councilman Foreman had... If you received these reports, and I kind of felt like you meant that you had recently received these, but if it's been a couple years, but... If we have them while we're on our watch, if you would share those, because that way we would all be in the know. So,
basically, those reports are provided to the Osage Minerals Council in the quarterly statement.
Yeah, I was talking about the reports that she was receiving.
Yes.
And personally, internally. So.
Especially if we're bringing it up in an open meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. Council.
Madam Superintendent, Richard. What's our daily production as of today? As of today?
Our daily production?
Yes, daily production.
I gave the oil production
55,400
for the month.
That's what's not. What is it daily?
I guess we have to break it down.
Thank you, Paul.
And I think that's what Jim Swan always said, I could do that as council. Remind you of the data.
Right around 10,000, isn't it, like that? So, is it above 10,000?
No, I would have to break it down for you.
Because a lot of people ask me, shareholders and different ones, that's the first question they ask, what's their data production?
They should give them the monthly.
They have. Council, we have any other questions? Please continue. Are you done?
That concludes my report. Thank you.
Perfect. We're in good shape. With that, anything else, council? We'd like to move on down to the new business. This is Ellsworth Construction, a 214 lease, Mass Bonham. Matt, could you please join us for a second up here? Inquisition, we'd just like to ask you a few questions, see if we can waive this permit. Sir, a quick introduction and just go right into location and the material that you're trying to carry.
I'm Matt Bowman with Ellsworth Construction in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It's a road rehab project. It'll run from North Supernaw Street all the way east to Limpaw Street.
Yes.
There's about 11,000 cubic yards of dirt to excavate to put new roadway down and driveway. Some of it will be saved on site to backfill curbs and driveways to get ready for sod. The unsuitable material will be hauled off to a 13801 North Cincinnati Ave, which will stay in the Ocean Station.
Perfect. Are you firm on 11,000 squares, or will that all be determined at the end?
That's an engineer number. That's a number put on the project.
I was told you could answer every question.
It'll fluctuate. It may go up. From our past experience, it'll go up or down.
Yes, sir. I do want to inject that this is going into our housing projects, the backside of it, for the Osage Nation's Housing Authority. Used to run a DEP program out there, and they've been doing this forever. Are you going to lift the road up, the grade, sir?
There'll be some adjusted grade done. They're also building a triple channel from Spavinall up to North Pierre, or from Supernaw up to North Pierre Street for drainage.
So he's going to need a permit.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. We need to make a motion to approve.
A permit?
A permit.
So moved.
Yeah, so moved.
Second. We'd like to go ahead and send you to get the permit. With our resolution, allows you to go right next door to this young lady here as the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and they'll take care of this. Like to make a motion. Yes, council.
Are they paying a royalty?
That's what you're going to work out.
Well, I'll need a resolution.
We're not waiving the permit.
You need a resolution.
I'll need a resolution identifying exactly what the agreement is as far as the companies, who all's involved, and the amount of the royalty.
Yes, councilman.
I think we're going to go in some deep water if we resolution for royalties. I think what they're asking for is a waiver. Just a point of order.
Is that what you're asking for, is a waiver?
On the 11,000.
I'm just saying that we're going to go in some very, very, very deep troubled waters if we just ask for a permit.
Because they're not selling it. They're just going to be moving it and taking it somewhere.
Stays in the Osage.
It stays in the Osage, but it's going to be used in other parts of the...
Yes. Councilwoman Foreman.
Well, I'd like to know, as far as the royalty goes, we already have in the regulations what the royalty is for Burbank.
Yes.
And so that's not the question. But my question is, if we're going to waive it, what is it worth?
Yeah, well, it's not much. It's our minimum is 5,000 cubic yards, and they're at 11,756, so we're not talking about a lot of royalty here.
Any guess ballpark,
maybe? $400.
$400? Oh.
Yeah, it's going to be minimum.
And it's going to be used, it's going to be placed on our land for future use of any other projects.
I have a motion on the floor. Is that we waive 214 for Ellsworth Construction.
Is it Ellsworth? It's Ellsworth.
I'm just reading what I got here.
I just have to know the company, and I mean, I'm.
Yes, superintendent.
I think in the past, the OMC basically provides them with a letter.
Yes.
Waiving it, so the agency's not involved.
Yes.
We, I knew that.
We still need to do it.
I'm just listening to Lacey, okay?
Doing good on 5,000 cubic yards.
Call for the question.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Abstain.
Councilman Reddickel?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you, Matt. You'll check in with Lacey Reynolds, and she's going to prepare the letter for you, and I'll sign it for you. You're ready to go. Enjoy the 111 degrees today. We'll be out there checking on you directly.
I appreciate you guys.
Thank you so much. Lacey will just prepare the letter for you. With that, I'd like to go down to Orphan Well Committee. Councilman Redcorn.
Thank you, Chair. Our grant cannot pay for supplies, so we are asking the submitted items on the list that you could click and show is a supply list that we need, and I believe this is going to come out, the request is to come out of the general budget.
Yes, sir.
I make a motion to grant this, you know, to use our budget money to pay for these very critical and much needed supplies.
As equipment?
I'm sorry, what?
Supplies and equipment?
Just supplies.
Supplies.
For the Orphan Well.
Yes.
I need a second. I have a motion on the floor. I need a second.
I'll second.
I have a second. I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Foreman, second by Councilman Rebar. Resolution to out of C395?
Yes.
Okay. I'm kind of looking at the motion. Yeah, yes. I need her to say yes.
Okay, I have a question.
Discussion?
Yes. I really would like to look at our budget to see what line item we could pull this out of. We just can't put it. We have to take it from somewhere, which
do we
I know
need
we
to
got it.
We're
we just have to, because we're in that next quarter.
Yes.
I wish it would have came to committee. We probably could have a committee meeting yesterday to do this. I'm just trying to figure out
a line item budget
where it needs to come out of, and I don't have it in front of me. But I know that we would have it. We just got to pick what line and do a budget mod for the equipment.
Councilwoman.
I don't think we need to wait till next month on a budget meeting.
We have a motion on the
council. Yeah, Councilwoman, and I'm just discussing. Where Councilwoman Gray said that she knows she has the money. We can, you know, we can adjust the budget later. Yeah. But I said that.
The budget committee is not open to member council. It works for the member council. Budget committee works for the member council.
With this resolution.
Yeah. Call for the question.
Call for the question.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Reddickel?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. I'd like to go on down to item C, travel to Nate. Council. Who requested this?
Note on my door.
Note on my door. Note on my door is that.
Well, council.
I need a motion.
Travel for Nate. I believe they requested Bill Lynn. They meaning the DMD, which is Department of Energy and Management Division of the Department of Interior.
Yes, sir.
Pays for a trip, fully paid, fully sponsored by somebody else's budget. They want two representatives to go. The recommendation is Paul Rebar and Bill Lynn to go to this meeting. And again, we're not paying for it. They are, and it's to promote our asset to developers, operators, lessees, companies worldwide and regional.
Sir, is that your form of a motion?
Yes.
I'll second that.
Discussion.
Name reimburses, so we have to say that we'll pay for it and we get reimbursed.
Just like we do on IC Wing, RBC, correct?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. That was going to be my question. How do they pay? Do they pay upfront or do you have to, we pay and then they reimburse?
That's correct.
All right.
All right. Motion on the floor. Councilman Ready.
Thank you, Chairman. What's it going to be?
You'll have to ask Paul. I think it's.
It's a long time ago, Council.
Okay. Well, for everyone's benefit, especially those listening in on our meetings, this name, it's a, it's held in Houston twice a year, February and August. It's the largest oil show in the United States next to the OTC, which is the Offshore Technical Convention. It is to bring oil companies and producers together with people who are have funding. It's a place where geologists and oil companies go to sell their oil deals. And it's a place for financial institutions and investors to come and buy oil deals. The DEND has attended, well, they actually have a booth at their event, staffed with usually about four or five representatives from Colorado and some from Washington to help answer questions and to promote opportunities for tribes that have oil and gas properties like ours. I think, if I'm not mistaken, they represent six tribes in that category, and we are the largest of those six. They've told me that they feel it appropriate that they adjust their budget to reflect that, and that's why they, I think, have been good about the grants that we've asked for. But they're there working a booth, people stop by, it's a chance for them. We have our maps up on the wall of our acreage, showing them what areas of our reservation have seismic activity or seismic data. Just really to educate the people walking by to try to entice them to take a look at Osage County and the other tribes' property as well. So it's a two-day event. It's held at the George Bush, no, not Bush, but it's George a big convention Brown. Center, yeah. George Brown Convention Center. And and I'll say this, the winter, Nate, is significantly larger than the summer, maybe 2-1, but it's still bringing in tens of thousands of attendees.
Yes,
so that's what I would not be. This would be my third one. It's beneficial. It doesn't cost us a dime.
Yes, sir. Does that complete that? And I just want to interject that that's exactly what we started with the Oklahoma Oil and Gas Show. DEMD is getting ready not only to encompass more effort on our behalf at these shows, but that's going to be a significant element when we get these records and everything together to promote it. We have a motion on the floor. Any more discussion?
I just have a question.
Yes, sir.
And it may not have to do with, well, it's kind of like this. I know that DMD has really been very gracious to have to pay for the way down there, but I know that they were supposed to be here. Are we having any issues with them or anything? I don't understand. I mean, all of a sudden they were going to be here and we were all changing our schedules and they stopped. So I hope that they'll continue to be supportive of us.
Yes.
They were supposed to be here and they looked forward to meeting with us. But at the last minute, Washington told them not to come. And we asked them why that is. informally. And they just said, we don't have a clue. They just said no.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Call for the question.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redigal?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gorman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. With that, item D, travel to Oil and Gas Expo, Councilwoman Gorman?
Segueing right into what we've just talked about, the Oklahoma Oil and Gas Expo is October the 10th in Oklahoma City. It's also, it's the biggest oil and gas expo in Oklahoma. And it's free to anybody that wants to attend. You just go online to the whole public and you just register. If you wait till the day of, you got to pay $10, but it is...
It's great.
You get a free lunch and you get to talk to hundreds of oil and gas folks. And the DMT usually has a booth there. I called them yesterday. I've not got a confirmation that they will, but I'm guessing they are. And that's kind of a great place for the Metals Council to hang out and talk to the DMT about our various issues. So I just wanted to make a motion to go ahead and approve travel for the council, anyone on the council.
Yes.
Wants to
I second.
Second. I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Foreman, second by Councilman Redcorn, to travel to the Oklahoma Oil and Gas Expo. Any other discussion? Hearing none, let's call for a question.
Councilman Redigal?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller? Second.
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you, Council. And just for a element, yesterday I was on the National IC Week with the Department of Energy call. We are looking at the national meeting and it will be September 24th, which I'll plan on attending.
Do we need to...
Council.
Do we need to approve a resolution for you to go to that?
Not yet. I just wanted to make sure I got it on radar so we don't end up like we did at the Hard Rock with it. We're not going to go in there. I'm not even going to make it public. Okay. Thank you. With that, I'd like to go with Councilwoman Foreman, purchase monthly natural gas liquid prices. Is this the same effort we had worked on?
Well, we've already purchased the monthly prices for all of our 12 months worth of prices. That required, and I never heard back, but it required that IHS approve our changes to their contract terms, and I'm guessing that happened. I don't, does anybody know if, so we still not paid them?
No, because I've contacted them 4 times and she's not responding and no one ever answered the phone.
Okay, well I will follow up on that because I have a business relationship if I've known I would call months ago. But this particular issue is to, we're going to need these prices going forward. We can get natural gas prices for free on Honor, on their website. They post what I call inside FERC prices. That's kind of it's the monthly published market value for natural gas in our area, but nobody publishes natural gas liquids prices. So we if you buy them after the fact, after they're published, they're really cheap. They're only like $33 to $35 a month. So I was wanting to set up some kind of procedure for us to just buy it every month. We're going to have to clear up this problem.
Yes.
But so that would be my motion to set up a procedure to every month purchase the previous month's prices so we'll have it.
Yes, ma'am. Superintendent.
Yes. Is the Osage Minerals Council considering passing a resolution that's asking the superintendent to follow Honor Zone 1 pricing? Because I agree with you too. We don't actually have anything out there other than, you know, what Honor's got. So if the Osage Minerals Council is wanting to do something like that, pass a resolution, send it to me and I'll give notice to the lessees.
Well, how are you pricing it now?
Basically now, and we're looking at it now. We're
I know that.
Yeah. we're going in and we're using Honor. Honor is helping James Hilton in reviewing and looking at the expenditures or the allowances that they are allowing. And of course, the regulations say market value. So if we were to a point where we had acceptance to follow Zone Honor Zone 1, then it'd make it easier for the agency, no doubt. So,
well, we are not entertaining that now because the council needs to discuss. There is a difference. Although, let me back up. Honor is good price. It's good prices for natural gas. Dry natural gas at 1,000 BTU. But if our natural gas is above 1,000 BTU, which is, as we all know, the energy content of the gas, generally that means it has a lot of liquids in it that are very valuable. So it might be worth more than the monthly published rate for natural gas. So we need to discuss it amongst ourselves. Today, I just want my natural gas liquids prices going forward on a monthly basis so we can have it and compare what we're being paid with what you know, with what the actual value is of our natural gas liquids.
Councilman Rickle.
How much is this to get every month?
About 33, I think it's $33 a month, but I put 33.
We already approved it. It's just getting to IHS, giving us our own information.
We have a motion on the floor?
Yes, I made a motion to set up a process to purchase those every month.
Did you get a second?
No.
No, we haven't got that far.
No. Okay, second chair.
Okay, I didn't know if we got a second, if we are in discussion. But I would like to pursue the Zone 1 pricing with Honors and with the caveat that any natural gas liquids, if they do end up being more, that in the end we can go there and get that price. Which it sounds familiar. I've heard that before. I would like to put that on the agenda for next month, though. That way our gas expert can maybe fully flesh that out and give us her recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman.
I like the number one. I didn't know it was that cheap. So the conversation kind of amazing keeps going on. But the second thing is that we don't know what we have out there. But it gives you an idea, which I believe if we're able to start really digging and putting our teeth in how much we can get to start trying to capture those.
Yes, sir.
And then the comments on that, Greg, I mean, three councils voted no against that. So, I mean, if you support our sovereignty, you would listen to our resolutions.
Well, may I respond? One of the reasons why I brought
up...
Say
yes.
Oh. I didn't.
I'm just waiting for me to finish here. Yes, sir.
No, the only reason why I'm saying all that is because of the fact that if the regulations basically say market price.
We're a sovereign nation.
Not a second.
We're a sovereign nation.
No, it's his meeting.
I'm not trying to say anything about your sovereign nation. All I'm saying is that right now when we go in and we're start looking at the reconciliation for oil and gas, oil we're pretty much done with. We start looking at gas. The regulations basically say market price. So what she's asking for, I think, is great because you guys can share that with us when we're doing the reconciliation, and then that'll be something that we can go by. But I do know that you've brought up Honor Zone 1 before, and I think all of your assessments in the past as to the amount of money we're losing, you used Zone 1. And we can't use Zone 1 because it hasn't been accepted by the Minerals Council. So if the Minerals Council is wanting to do something like that, pass a resolution and we'll notify the lessees.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
But that would also fall into the requirements for the AGA. You have an API that you handle the oil on. I think that this will be brought up next meeting and we'll take care of that. Zone 1 with the reflections of the amendments that you had, Second Chair. Council, I'm going to let you finish it.
Yes.
we've asked this of you before, that we, whether it was in consultation, but we're asking that we get everything that she needs. So if we need a, do we need a resolution for this? That's what I'm just not sure.
She's wanting to purchase it from Honor.
Can I clarify?
Yeah, because it's not clear what that is.
Quickly, please.
My motion is to set up a process to, going forward, to purchase the natural gas liquids published market prices for the previous month, and do it, actually, I thought on a quarterly basis would probably be better than every month. So I'll put quarterly in the motion. We'll purchase the previous 3 months.
From?
From Oil Price Information Services. Actually, it's just service. Oil Price, OPIS, O-P-I-S is what you
hear. I thought we already have a resolution to cover exactly that.
No, that's a different discussion from this.
A different one? A different buying element?
No, I was answering.
Thank you.
Oil Price Information Service.
And that's, are we going to run into the same thing?
So that's my motion. Do I have a second?
Yeah.
We do.
We need a second.
I'll second it.
Thank you. I have a motion on the floor. Councilwoman Foreman, second by Councilman Redcorn. Open discussion, Councilman Red Eagle.
Thank you, Chairman. You say this just a setting up a process for next month, right? To get this started.
No, just to set up a process with the staff to start purchasing it on a quarterly basis. The previous 3 months published prices. So that's going to be $99 four times a year.
Will it be, just like she said, will it be by Honor?
No, this is not, Honor doesn't publish natural gas liquids prices. I'm talking about the prices for propane, pentane, butane, ethane.
And diesel.
What I miss.
Okay. So Honor will have anything to do?
No.
No.
We're going to talk about that next time.
All right.
Please.
Okay, so this is to set up a process, not to actually do it. We are just setting up a process.
Well, I would say set up a process to purchase.
And it has to be what the amount is, and then also which fund it comes out of.
Should we just do it?
Isn't that correct?
To purchase instead of
we
set
can
up
just
a
say
process.
To purchase.
Yeah.
Yeah. That works.
That works.
Okay. Second, are you okay with that? Thank you. Call for the question.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Ames?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you very much. Councilwoman Foreman, I'd like to go into the creation of information sheet handout. Could you explain that in short?
Yes. The last time we met, I believe on our last Wednesday meeting, if I'm not missing a month here.
That's correct.
We approved a brand new lease. And it was with someone that was not familiar with how things work in Osage County. So it occurred to me it would have been nice to hand him this call, and Mrs. Roach and myself were out front talking to him about, well, we're going to have to do this, and we need to know about the American Variant Beagle and all that stuff. So it occurred to me that we need to put an instruction sheet together, an information sheet together, identifying the process if it doesn't already exist.
It exists.
It does exist?
Yes, it's a handbook.
Actually, you go through this manual and tell you the process.
So we should just send our new lessees straight to you, and they'll give you. When they come to you, they get that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll give you that. So then I guess we don't need to have a motion.
Thank you. Can I move on down to your next item?
Is that me again? Okay.
I'll tell you when to stop. We'll just keep going.
I have given all of you the website for the Domestic Energy Producers Alliance. It is an organization that supports domestic energy producers, and Mineral Estate is one of them. They have regular, what they call, fly-ins to Washington to meet with the Secretary of the Interior and other officials to make their cause for energy independence for the United States of America. You can join on very, it's called a contribution, but it's like joining an organization to stay in the loop. It's just an organization I think we need to join. And I'm not saying let's make a motion to join right now. I just would like you to go online, which I gave you their website, and explore the organization and see if it's something you think we need to be a part of to stay in the loop of what the rest of the domestic energy producers are doing.
And their concerns.
And their concerns. What they're fighting for, which are the concerns that affect us directly.
Council, do you have any other questions? With that, I don't see anything resolution necessary. No. We'll review that. I need to go to item H, Councilwoman Foreman. You have a letter.
Okay, yeah. And
do I have a copy of this letter?
It's supposed to be posted.
It's in the book.
Okay.
And I think I shared it with you guys via email anyway. And it actually...
did you all get it?
I wanted to clarify, and I'm not sure I got my answer, because I asked Superintendent Phillips during her report if a producer keeps their well site load to 8 inches or below, and you go out there and inspect it, and it is 8 inches or below, is a beetle survey, another beetle survey required at that time?
No.
Okay.
Superintendent.
Thank you. When we receive these permits, we're asking for pictures. North, south, eastern ones, we're asking for pictures. And if they send in pictures where it does not reflect that there's a possibility for habitat for the American burrowing beetle, then we proceed on without an ABB study. But you've got to maintain the site. If by chance you don't maintain the site, then it creates a habitat for the American burrowing beetle. And the last time that I was here, I brought that up, that we're going to have to return 8 drilling APDs because they're going to have to do an ABB study. And unfortunately, that may be the case on several others. You know, when you submit Form 139s after, you know, burn, then there's not going to be an ABB study necessary because there's nothing out there. It's been burned. So you just have to maintain it. As long as you maintain it, you're good. And I think that at the last meeting, Councilmember Rebar made a comment that you have to work with the landowner to be able to do that. I don't know if the landowner, maybe he won't let you do that. I don't know, but that's something that's gonna have to be worked out between the lessee and the landowner. And we are doing more and more inspections because the agency has got to be accountable.
On the ingress, egress, and the locations and the tank map. I'm just adding that in and flow line, doesn't have to worry about that.
Well, that's part of the, they identify that.
So that is included. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're really kind of caught me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know we're overheading with this.
That really concludes what this particular item was all about. I just wanted to clarify that because it was some confusion.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. With that, I'm going to go to Councilwoman Foreman, adding signature Tory for Oil and Gas Summit account.
Yes, the Oil and Gas Summit committee met last week, and as you all know, we don't have a whole lot of seed money for this year. I have to keep a close eye on everything that's purchased. Therefore, the committee decided, voted to require that the chair of the summit committee sign all purchase orders and be one of the signatures on the checks. So I'm making a motion for the full council to approve that as well.
Okay, second chair, please.
When you say the chair, you say the chair of the summit committee?
Yes.
Or the chair of the
minister? The chair of the summit committee.
As one of the signatories?
Yes.
Are you not already
for
a signatory?
For the summit account.
So he's been just the chair.
Right.
This is just for the summit account to sign the purchase orders.
And then the other signator would be the designated signators?
Yes,
that's
correct.
Already on record with the
already designated
banks.
Yeah. Does this person have to be on the mayor or council?
Yes.
I would think so, yes. Yes.
I'll second that.
Second. I have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Foreman, seconded by Second Chair Yates, on the addition of the Summit Committee Chair on signatory on Summit account on Councilman Griffin.
Yield.
Any other discussion?
Did you mention purchase, it's for the Summit account check signing as well as the purchase order signing. I have, the chair of the Summit has to sign the purchase order as well.
We're gonna let you do that anyway.
But it is required to signature.
It's still.
Yes.
Yes, I understand.
Yes.
Why don't you just run it off with a seed money?
I promise on my own.
Yeah, right, that's all right, it's gonna be easy. Do we need any help with this?
I can see that where does adding Councilwoman Foreman as a signatory, not making her a mandatory signatory on everything?
Just the only guess.
Well, we got a son of a gun.
So it could still just, it could still be YouTube, so it doesn't just.
Yes. And I think we have to have that checks and balances for what the second chair just called.
And I'd be glad to read it to you with that.
No, no, that'd be fine. I think we'll make it. Call for question.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Second Chair Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes. Oh, no, I think I got to abstain.
Yeah. It's real late for that. It's okay.
Councilwoman Curry?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Reddingle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. And thank you. One thing about Councilwoman Foreman is that that's exactly correct. We know, I know where you're heading with this, and if we can, as soon as you and I get to that development, just send it right back out to us. Of course, I know through your steering committee, you guys have been real good about that, and just keep us updated. This is one item that I think with it and Nate, that's gonna be our future coming up, and we just need to get better at it. And Council, is there anything you'd like to add?
Just a point, I'd like to see one, at some point, we do away with the signatory committee. To me, it's just another approval process for spending something that the Mineral Council's already approved.
Yes, sir.
So it's just adding another layer. We should have executive authority to sign checks once we approve it through this council.
Yes, sir.
And that would expedite things tremendously. I know I went to one training event where I had to pay for everything out of my pocket because I couldn't do these things.
Bless you.
So I got reimbursed when I got that, and I had all the money to go on this trip.
Yep.
So I'd like to see it do eventually done away with, not like any other board members.
Yes, sir. The autonomy they have is incredible because that's why we're going through this, to get by our own account and work with them diligently. You ready? I'd like to contract photographer, graphic design, Councilwoman Gray.
Yes, I'm sorry, but this isn't in our uploaded. Can we take a break and then when we come back, we can get it?
I'd love a short break. Let's take a short break. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Stretch it out a little bit.